opinion to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to another after show for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, holding our diamonds at the table.
Love it.
We're ready to talk about this episode, Ciao Tuscany, and the full panel is here for episode two. Kristy, welcome to the panel.
Thank you. I hated missing the big premiere, and I'm so glad that we're back together again.
Yes. Woo. Well, I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and here we all are once again.
Hi! Me versus Megan Stecker, guys, and you can tweet me at Megan Stecker.
Fern Rone here, you can tweet me at Fern Rone.
Hey, and I'm Kristy Olson. Hit me up at Kristy Reports.
Great. All right, let's get into it. Kristy, I want to know your first impressions of this season while you've been away. Fill us in.
Well, you know, I was kind of anxious to hear from you guys what your take was, because after I watched the initial first episode, I was sort of like, where's the stuff? Where's the drama? Mm-hmm. I know we have to set everything up and we have to get caught up with everyone, but it kind of left me feeling like, ooh, without Brandy and Kim around full time, are we going to have much to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
But I think tonight's episode saved it a little bit.
Right.
I think we're on the right track. We're okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And I want to tease briefly, Megan and I were on the red carpet for the premiere of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this season. And so much to say. So we will get into all of that later. So you want to hang around for that one. All right, let's talk about Eileen and Lisa, Rinna, kind of, you know, a little more of an update in their lives. We learned more of Dick Van Patten's death, and they went to, was it the Palm Springs Walk of Fame?
Yeah. Lisa Vanderpump's star was there.
Yes, I like that they slipped that in.
Naturally.
Yes. And we also learned more of Eileen's close death in her life. Her sister passed, and she said that this is kind of the first time that death has really kind of hit their family. And that actually really resonated with me, because my grandparents are still alive and my parents haven't had to deal with that loss at all. So I feel like, you know, when things happen, they all happen at once. So I can kind of relate to that in my own way, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and Eileen is not, you know, she's not 20 years old. So to have never had dealt with that in your life yet is kind of a big deal.
Yeah,
that's true.
And it was clear that she isn't comfortable with it, you know, considering how I was really touched by how emotional she was over this is the death of her father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not her father, but to see her so affected by it, that was very moving, I thought.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He seemed like a great guy, too. Mm-hmm. Just his face, he, like, emanated this, like, friendliness.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sad.
Let's talk about Lisa Rinna and her parents, which, you know, we were introduced to last season, you know, not in the best of health. And, you know, she still says, like, she doesn't really talk to them that much, though. Like, she had this conversation that was, like, on camera. We all saw it. But I'm like, I don't know. It just seemed like she's not that very tight with them.
Not at all. I talked to my mother 100 times a day.
Yeah.
If my father were sick, I would be like 200 times a day.
And yeah, can you imagine your father being in the hospital and not knowing about it?
Exactly.
Never.
And
don't you talk to your parents a little differently than that? Like you're like hanging out, chatting on the phone, getting an update. You know what I mean?
Well, it sounded like she was catching up with a girlfriend she hadn't talked to
in
a while.
It was weird.
I think I'm going to back Lisa up on this one in that I think in seeing her family dynamic last year and how she's so frightened of her father passing away and so frightened of how her mom's going to take it and how she's going to take it and how everything's going to change, that it frightens her to talk to them and hear about how poorly they're doing. I think it's avoidance. I don't think it's that she doesn't care. I get it. I think I get where she's coming from in my eyes.
You know, I can see that perspective.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that
up
as well.
In her kids' lives and her baby. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like trying to focus on career and husband and kids rather than let me call mom and see if dad's still alive today.
Oh,
you know, it's like every time she calls home, like, oh, daddy's been to the hospital twice this week, you know.
And she does have that older sister who seems to take care of everything. So
right.
She's probably like, if anything happens, I'm going to hear from her.
Exactly.
I would love to know if that older sister values that role in being able to take care of her ailing parents, or if there's any kind of animosity between her and Lisa over the fact that Lisa's not there to do it.
Right. I mean, you know, Lisa, she just booked a talk show. She's on this show. She's on the red carpets. And then her other sister's going to do a lot of, you know, not so pleasant work.
Right.
So, yeah, that must be an interesting dynamic. I'd love to get that older sister a little uncensored and see what she's going to say.
Yeah. More on that later.
Yes. So Yolanda, you know, nothing's changed with her. It's been repeated now for the last two episodes. She's still stuck in her rut. And we were introduced to Daisy, who is kind of helping her out. Of course, I was like, oh, is this going to be a whole season of her going to the doctor? And so far, you know, that's what we saw in this episode with her going to get her, was it, crowns removed and all the heavy metals in her mouth.
Which makes sense to me, right? This is kind of the first that I've heard of this. Everyone else seemed to be a little more, have heard of it before. But it makes sense to me that that could be bad. I know, was it last season, I think, when she said that she had taken out her breast implants? I thought that that was going to be the thing, that she was going to be healthy after that and could manage her Lyme disease. I know that a lot of ladies who had that surgery done back in the day have had a lot of health complications from it. So that one made more sense to me than the removing the teeth stuff. But I guess when you're at the point that she's at, you're willing to try anything.
And when you have her money and you're willing to and able to pay for all kinds of alternative medicines and she's going to do whatever she can.
I've never heard of white gold fillings. Has anyone ever heard of that?
No.
That was insane. But maybe it was something she did. Maybe it was something she did where she had said she had the original mercury ones taken out, and this must have been a safer metal, and that's why she chose it.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds just so, it sounds like, oh, I have platinum and diamonds embedded in my teeth. Yeah. But maybe it was like a safer metal according to her dentist at the time.
But now she seems just so desperate to do anything. She'll just take her teeth out and she'll, I don't know.
Like when Lisa Rinna said, she's like stabbing in the dark to see what she'll get. Like that's kind of how I feel. Yeah, she really is in a desperate spot. Referring to your point that she has a lot of money to be able to do these things, I read an article on Radar Online. Did you see this? Because that supposedly she's just getting money from her ex-husband, Muhammad, out of the kindness of his heart because they share children together and stuff like that. But supposedly she's not that well off financially. And now to me, this could be a huge rumor. I read Radar Online with a giant grain of salt, so I'm kind of like, so I'm like, I don't really know. I don't look at Yolanda as someone that's like looking for handouts. I never have, but I don't know.
I'm not worried about her.
Yeah.
Well, she was split up from Muhammad for a long time, and I would assume you get 50-50 unless they had a prenup. Sure, she would have had 50%.
She got almost $50 million from him.
Oh, come on.
So then Radar.
Yeah.
I mean, by all rights and purposes, that could be gone, but I read that same article, and actually there are some conflicting reports about both she and David's financial situation. We could assume that he has tons of money just from all the music that he has produced, but apparently that's not really the case either. He had a record label that has since kind of going under, and he blames Yolanda and the show for that, reportedly. Far as their finances go, Yolanda is holed up in the condo that he owns, and he apparently wants her out because he needs to move into it because he can't keep paying to live in a hotel. And perhaps none of these things are true, but that is what we read online. Thank you, Radar.
Yeah, what do we think of this condo that she's staying in? Because there was an article on BravoTV.com, and it showed some pictures of it, and it just made it seem to be really, really nice and ostentatious, and it does look good, but to me, it's just like a major step down, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Like, majorly, in my opinion.
It's just a crash pad. Like, I think it was just meant for when David was working in town and didn't feel like driving all the way back to Malibu. Or who knows what else goes on in a married man's crash pad. Like, that's all it is, you know? So it didn't need to be super extravagant. So, yeah, it's definitely not the Malibu house with the clear fridge and that amazing view.
Which they've sold now.
Right.
And we're asking like $24 million for and ended up getting considerably less than that. So that could be adding to the financial woes as well. Financial woes exist.
Yeah. When David walked in the room, when she was like laid out and then he walked in, now knowing that they're getting divorced, I was like, oh, get out of here.
I kind of felt the same. It was kind of like very just gross to me in a way.
Well, it just broke my heart when he was walking out and she was all like drugged up and fuzzy and she's like, aren't you glad you married me, baby? Like, knowing now that they're getting divorced, it's like, oh my God, how terrible. And that's probably was the start of God, what, he doesn't need me dragging him down, and yeah. or him making her feel that way. I don't know. Right. We don't know what happened.
What I noticed most in that scene was that he walked in and went, oh, I hate this.
Right.
Kind of under his breath. Kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
Good point.
Exactly.
You know, and I know he didn't mean to kind of project that onto Yolanda. It wasn't like, oh, I don't want to be here. But to say, you know, I hate having to watch someone I love go through this, I mean, that's kind of legitimate and understandable. And maybe that wasn't quite the time to express it. And I'm sure that there's a lot more to it. But that said a lot to me.
It had a double meaning for sure. Mm-hmm.
The fact that he couldn't even take a half day off of work and go home with her and make sure she's comfortable at home. He just left
exactly.
when she sat up in the chair, and it's like she's still stuck there with her friend, and the burden's on her friend to take care of her.
Mm-hmm. And she's alone the majority of the time that we've seen the last two episodes. I know it's a glimpse, and they record a lot. Maybe this is how things are cut, but you know, she's only had him there for like 5 minutes, you know, overall for what we've seen. So if that's a snippet of an overall big picture, then he must not be around too much.
She had been giving him a lot of props on social media quite a while ago. I feel like we did see a lot of photos of him in the hospital room with her and when she was traveling, like when she was in Asia.
Yes.
But that was almost a year. That was like
that
last season.
Yeah, that was last season.
For work? So she happened
to go
with him?
That's right, true. That's right. He was there for work. You're right.
Well, she posted just 5 weeks ago a picture of them at the, I think, the Lakers game. But she was like out for David's birthday or my love's birthday or whatever, and to announce their divorce 4 weeks later, I'm like, oh my god.
It's crazy.
And usually people just don't make those posts if they think that maybe they're going to be getting divorced even in the next year. They don't
they don't post
my love. So that can be very telling as well. It's interesting.
I sometimes I'll go out and look at people's Instagrams after they announce their divorce, and I'll kind of look back to see like what they've done and what they've posted and the kind of the stuff that's been on. You know, usually you don't see the other person that they're leaving or left them or whatever. So
That she posted that only a month ago feels like she got the rug pulled out from under her on top of everything else.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for her.
You know what I noticed in this episode? She didn't have, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think she had any interviews, like one-on-ones in front of the camera.
Oh,
and I did see a snippet because she's going to be speaking next week, and we see, but I feel like, you know, that's just another big thing that she can't record that much. She can't, you know, those interviews take hours to do, and they do pickups and a bunch of stuff. But it was weird because I feel like it was very heavy with everybody else, and we didn't see her at all. So I just picked up on that.
I'm shocked she's even doing this season.
I am too. I thought we heard that she wasn't even going to be on it. So the fact that she's a full-blown housewife with the diamond in the beginning and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Strange.
Yeah. What did you think of that closet with all of the vitamins and medicines and drops and minerals? And there were a lot of drops in there. And of course, I know you noticed there were a lot of vitamins as well.
Yeah. It's almost like I give credit to Kyle saying, like, you're doing so much. How can you tell if anything's even working or working against you?
Yeah.
It's like too many treatments, you know? And I understand that she probably is under the care of some pretty good doctors.
Mm-hmm.
But to see an entire closet, floor to ceiling, full of like 60 different vitamins, plus some stuff that definitely have prescription labels on it, it's like, I think that's probably too much. That's probably not good for anybody's body. It's a little too much.
Those drops are probably herbs, and your herbalist should be working with your doctor. I'm sure they are. I'm sure she's
right,
getting
because
best
that
care.
Stuff
but
conflicts.
Still, it's like a good point. Like, how do you know what's working or what's not working?
When they opened up the door to that closet, it made me think of the fridge that she had in her big old mansion.
I wanted to say that.
Do you remember the glass front fridge, and everything looked so perfect and beautiful and organized, and she had all of her fresh veggies and lemons from her garden and baskets in this gorgeous fridge. Mm-hmm. And I just thought to go from that to this dark closet in a condo filled with vitamins and pills, it just is... It's
heavy.
So sad.
Yeah, I know the whole thing is terrible. What was I going to say? Something really quick about her, but...
The closet?
No.
The refrigerator?
The parasites. That was what caught my attention.
God. I thought that sounded way off base. Like, where did that come from?
Well, I mean, maybe that could be from all the things that she's been taking. Maybe the bacteria creates something. I don't know. God, I hope I never do know, but...
I think it's easier to get them overseas. Like, I had a friend get a bad parasite just going to Mexico for spring break. So maybe some of the travels to the other countries for treatments, she caught it.
Which is like a whole other complicating factor. Like, she needs that.
Well, I mean, she has readily admitted that she hasn't participated in all of these things that are FDA approved. So who knows? Especially when you're introducing so many natural remedies, mixed with medicines and diet changes and traveling. I mean, I'm not surprised, but that to me is gross. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I mean, imagine just the feeling of knowing that. But and then we learned that the women love to get colonics, like a common thing in housewife land.
Well, that was another Tiny's and red flag. I mean, I think Yolanda said she was getting them weekly. I've never had one, but I think that's not healthy.
Yeah, I don't think that's too much. Get them like, every week.
Like, not even maybe every month or something. I guess I shouldn't say, but I don't know. But,
I think, like, that for the wives to say she hasn't gotten out of bed in months, you're still going weekly to get that done?
I know.
No, honey.
I think they can come to you.
I
think when
you've
got that much money, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I'll bet they do.
In your stomach and your intestines, you're supposed to have, like, it's like you can take acidophilus
pills. The good bacteria,
pills.
Yes.
And so you're supposed to have certain enzymes and things that can break things down. You can take supplements to be able to do that. So, I mean, you know, you keep cleaning yourself out like that. I mean, come on.
You're right. You're not leaving the good bacteria to fight.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah, it's science. It's just like the human body. It's there for a reason. Yeah. So, who knows?
It's the biggest part of your immune system is all that good bacteria in your gut. So. Mm-hmm. 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 Let's not flush it out, ladies. Let's not flush it out.
I mean, what can we say? And then, of course, we'll talk about Kyle in a minute, but Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle had a conversation about Yolanda and, basically, you know, what was said that Lisa thinks it's just not Lyme disease anymore. It's something else. I mentioned that last week. I said, you know, perhaps she did have it or she still does, but she's got something else she's dealing with because, you know, this is really, you know, at this point, beyond. Mm-hmm. My opinion, what Lyme disease could be.
Do you have an idea?
No, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. I really don't.
I think it could be Lyme. I mean, I guess it's more brutal and, you know, depending on the individual. I don't know. I don't know that much about it. We'll do our research. But I just feel bad whenever they kind of doubt her. Or, like, it sounds like they might be. I'm like, I hope that storyline doesn't go where they don't believe her because that is wrong.
Oh, girl, that's where we're going. Taylor's taking us there.
Well, yeah, but
in a rented BMW.
But I thought, yeah, I know, but I thought Lisa, though, was pretty diplomatic in how she said it. I didn't feel like she was doubting. That's what I got out of it. I felt that she was just saying, like, you know, like, it's just, I feel like she, you know, I don't know how her concern was, how legitimate it all was, but I do kind of feel like she feels like it's something different. Something else.
Well, she said that she thinks Yolanda thinks it's probably something else.
Okay. Right.
So,
and it could be symptomatic. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just wasn't clear either. You know, when Lisa was saying that, I was like, is she implying like Munchausen syndrome is the other thing? Or is she saying like, yeah, there is another health thing? Like, I don't know. I guess I'm just so suspicious, right, of where the ladies are going with it. And we know from Orange County and the whole Brooks thing. I think I'm just still burned. So I'm like, what are we doing?
Well, they did touch upon that when Kyle was talking about the mental state affecting your physical state and how she felt like she had arthritis, but she really doesn't have it. Mm-hmm. But it was just how she was so depressed.
And, you know, that could be an element to what Yolanda is going through. She's so used to being sick and so used to not feeling good that maybe that's just the mode her body is in, is you're hurting, you're in pain, you're, you know.
Yeah, now she's breaking up with her husband,
which I'm certain causes physical ailments as well.
So she was probably ill. She's breaking up with her husband. She's having empty nest syndrome because the girls are off traveling the world modeling. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe that made all of her physical effects much worse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a truth to that. That stuff manifests physically.
It really does.
Yeah.
Well, poor Yolanda.
I know. We've got a long season ahead to be able to...
Definitely something wrong. Yeah.
We've got about 22 weeks to debate this.
Well, that's where we stand right now as of week two. But let's take a look at this. Of course, meanwhile, while everyone's dealing with ailing parents and, you know, trying to get over sickness, Kyle's on a grand trip. I mean, good for her, you know? Mm-hmm. Good for her. Christy, what do you want to say?
A charmed life, innocence wild. Crayola skies for 1,000 miles.
What a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, I'm going to try really hard, you know, not to just get on the Kyle hate train. But it's I see it arriving at the station, and I'm just like, that's what my ticket says. I don't know.
I mean, God bless her, you know. I don't want to sit here and be told that I'm jealous because she's got a good trip. Good for her. I mean, good stuff. But, I mean, it's just the way it's cut. You know, they cut from, like, a serious doctor's appointment where Yolanda's out, like, a light on the table. And, you know, no shoes on, and then they cut to Kyle with no shoes on walking around a pool in Tuscany. So just saying, that's what
they're
we're given.
Us up
that's
for
what
it.
We're given. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, what do you want to say about this trip? You know, it looked good, it looked nice. It was a lot of like light moments, and
I want to say that I've never really been on a grand vacation either, but we went camping a lot when I was a kid, and there were mosquitoes there too, and we didn't have to go all the way to Italy, and I'm guessing it was a much, much cheaper vacay. Mm-hmm. So just think of them sitting there getting bitten by mosquitoes while they're like sipping their wine in Tuscany. I was just sort of like, dude, you can go camping at Green Lake, Minnesota and spend time with your family and get bitten by all the mosquitoes you want. And you do not have to charter a private jet and a yacht. Well, you know, just saying.
Doesn't matter how rich you are, you still get bitten.
That's right.
Don't discriminate.
You couldn't order a Tuscan villa without mosquitoes, unfortunately.
There are things that you can do. There's like a machine. My neighbor had one that was like a magnet, and it brings the mosquitoes towards it, and they just kind of drop into like this little shelf or whatever, and then you clean it out. But so that's what would be bothering me, because I'd be like, I paid for this great vacation. Why don't they have one of these contraptions?
My parents had that like years ago, but it would like electrocute them.
Oh, well.
You could like hear buzzing around.
Yes. It was inhumane.
Well, I mean that they Beverly Hills'd up the vacation by it's perfect and beautiful and it seems like such a boring, like, non-story for the show. And then it's like, oh, there's bugs here. Oh, my God, there's so many bugs. We're dying. Like, yeah, I just like that they bring it back to Beverly Hills. So
there was some Beverly Hills shade thrown. I just want to point it out that Lisa said that some people don't find the Amalfi Coast to be too, you know, fun. Some find it boring. And then they cut to the clip where Yolanda said, you know, it's just kind of like we go trips to go to the Amalfi Coast. It's just kind of boring. So I just got that was like, you know, shade by Bravo. But like a very high-end shade. They're not shading each other. They're shading a trip to the Amalfi Coast.
I mean, she never got over this, like, completely senseless little tiff with Yolanda years ago, and she's still carrying it now, and she's going to shade her always. It's sad.
It really is, like, very unnecessary. I mean, why? She's down. What do you want?
I know.
Yeah, and just think of, like, if you're keeping an index in your head of every little thing that everyone has said that you didn't agree with or that you didn't like, you're keeping a lot of negative stuff up here.
It might be exhausting.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know how she sleeps at night.
What else do you want to say about this trip? You know, the Kyle, Kim took a car ride. Mauricio got lost. It looked beautiful.
I mean, should we skip straight to dinner?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Let's go to dinner in Tuscany.
Let's skip over the senseless drive through the countryside.
Well, I kind of forgot about this dinner, to be honest with you. It just kind of slipped my mind. But, yeah, so let's talk about it.
I mean, I think Lisa Vanderpump is a producer's dream. They literally must go to her and be like, stir the pot about this. So they went to her and said, stir the pot about the fact that Kyle got reinvited to the wedding. And keep in front of everyone who's asking her, please stop talking about this sensitive family subject. Please keep stirring the pot in front of the kids and her husband and your husband and embarrass her.
That's pretty much what happened.
I
feel like even if there were no cameras there and she was my friend and her niece was getting married and then she was reinvited to the wedding, I would be like, I have in my notes why in Kevin. Why? Why were you disinvited? Why were you reinvited?
I wanted the answers too.
Why are two of the kids in the wedding, two not? Like, you're my friend. I don't care if there are cameras or not cameras. This is your family, and this is a major life event. What the hell's going on?
Yeah. And you involved me by asking me to bring you a dress.
Yes!
So not give me
That's
the whole
true.
Story now.
That's true.
And I hate when they're like, it's nobody's business why I was disinvited and invited.
Oh,
you're on
stupid.
National television, and now it is everyone's business.
Well,
you owe it to us to explain.
Yeah, when you cash those checks, it's everybody's business.
Everyone involved is a public figure, including Nikki herself, the Rothschild family. You know what I mean? It's like they're all out there. Kathy, you know, Kathy's out there too.
The Rothschilds never thought in a million years they would be connected to reality.
Here's the thing. Right?
Kyle could have, granted she'd want it to be not newsmaking and say as little as possible, but like Kyle could have a private conversation in a bedroom with Lisa, and Lisa wanted to make it, no, we're doing this here, now, in front of everybody, and it's going to be on the show because this is how we're doing it.
You don't know what gets cut.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Even Ken was like, he asked all the daughters, what about you? What about you? That was just going too far.
I didn't. I want to know. Here's the thing.
When someone asks you to drop something and it's a personal family matter, like, you drop it, and she just didn't. I feel like she's such a bully to Kyle.
That's how she was with the Mauricio rumors. Remember at the beginning of season four?
Yeah.
When she was and she was like, Lisa, stop. My daughter's in the room. And she's like, well, I just read reading magazines. Like, she just kept it going.
In Kyle's kitchen,
Well, you know, there are a lot of people who believe that Kyle and Lisa are not at all true friends, that they kind of maintain this on-screen friendship so that they both have a friend on the show, or, you know, to create this kind of drama, to let each other into each other's lives enough to make those kind of moments for TV.
That makes sense.
And I mean,
it's a partnership.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Kyle does get upset over seeing old stuff, she kept saying, when we saw her.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, they had an interaction with you in the middle, actually, at this red carpet.
Yeah. It was weird.
Wait till you guys see it.
I know. Should we talk about it now?
Don't set us up.
I googled really quickly Nikki Hilton's wedding, but she had two. Like, she had the London and then she had Cabo. So all the girls are in Cabo, including Kim. They're all in those lavender dresses. And then I couldn't find quickly any pictures of
I thought that was Kim's daughter.
Yeah,
the
that
Cabo
was
Kim's daughter's wedding.
Ignore everything I just said.
Okay.
Right. No, I mean, I was with you, though,
almost at the same time.
It did, right?
Yeah.
It was just
they were
months
kind of back to back. Yeah.
Because I googled Nikki Hilton bridal party.
Mm-hmm. Maybe because Nikki was in the bridal party. Mm-hmm.
I know the two girls weren't, but I remember seeing all of them together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they reference the up and down relationship that Kim has with her sisters, and of course Kathy, and you know Lisa has to be like, "Oh no, I adore Rick and Kathy," but you know they just put you through the ringer, and of course Kim and Kyle just has nothing to say. It was just kind of a weird ending to the episode to me, but there's more to come. I want to see Kathy. I want her to come on. You know,
I love them. If the girls and Mauricio really didn't go to the wedding. Did they really not go to the
wedding? Mauricio wasn't invited, and that sounded like a thing, like a Rick thing.
That is so weird.
Yeah, for what reason?
And she only had one wedding, right? I'm confusing her with the daughter.
I believe she only did.
One Rothschild wedding in Kensington Palace, and Mauricio didn't go to his niece's wedding? Why?
Mauricio used to work for or with Rick, right?
Rick Hilton.
Really?
Yes.
And his real estate, and then broke off and made his own real estate thing?
Correct.
Maybe there's some discord from that.
Well, I think this is all about Kyle fighting with her sisters. I think Kathy was just like, you don't support Kim. You make a fool of Kim on that show. You shouldn't have said anything on the show. Like, I think Kathy backs Kim up and is like, you need to not say this kind of stuff on the show, or you need to not do this on the reunion shows. And Kim and Kathy are kind of against Kyle. It's like, partnership, and they are anti-Kyle. And especially with the pilot she got picked up. They're afraid she's going to sell out all their family secrets.
Right.
And you know what? The fact that that does seem to be Kathy's opinion kind of says something to me. You know, I sort of feel like Kathy is very reasonable, and you know, she's the older sister, and the fact that she has stuck by Kim and has turned on Kyle,
I don't think it speaks to me. I don't think it's about that. I think it's she just wants everyone to be quiet.
Yeah, like quiet.
The mother.
That makes sense.
And she's just kind of the more old school one that's like, we shouldn't be putting this out there.
Right.
Well, I want to see her on the show, but I mean, the way you're describing her, she's not going to go on the show. She's not going to do it because she doesn't want to put it out there or even address anything.
Which I don't blame her. If you had a sibling who had this problem, you would be like, I can't believe Kim is ever going to show up on the show this season, but she is, right? We're gonna see her.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is her not healthy both. For her. And if I were Kathy, I would be like, stay far away from it. This is bad for you.
Toxic, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I could see why she would be mad at Kyle. Like, stop roping her in. You have enough money. You don't have to do the show anymore. I could see that, but to not invite someone. I'm sorry, I can't get over it, but it is a once in a lifetime event. If you tell someone you're not coming to my wedding, that's saying, I never want to speak to you again.
Mm-hmm.
And the flip side, if someone says, I'm not going to your wedding, that's like, all right, then we'll never talk again.
You know where you stand, Well.
Good thing they all have a lot of weddings.
Yes, there's a lot
not
of doors
there.
Not
saying anything about Nikki, but I'm sure there'll be more weddings for people to attend. Well, that is Nikki's second one or something anyway.
Is it?
Remember, she got like hot second Vegas married. Like,
and divorced.
Ago.
And divorced.
So fabulous.
Yes. Well.
That was the cool thing to do back then.
Yeah. Well,
Britney started it.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, can we say the ladies were in full swing at the Real Housewives premiere party, and Megan and I had the pleasure of going on behalf of AfterBuzz. We were on the carpet with our mic flag and chatting with the ladies, switching. So what do you want to say about this? There's a lot to say.
Wait, so this is the party that we keep seeing all the pictures and all the interviews from, right? You guys were there?
This was Yolanda's first appearance after her announcements.
Yes. So, to die. So, this was Thursday night. Die. So the show premiered last Tuesday. So, this is Thursday night, and it's the premiere party at the W Hotel right in Hollywood. Oh, my God. It was so cool. Grant and I were dying.
Yeah.
Grant was like, this is so full circle for me. Like, oh, my God. Grant held a premiere party for it back on season one, episode one. Had, like, a premiere party in your dorm?
I did.
This is, like, super fan central. We are standing there with our AfterBuzz mic, like, holy crap. Because here's the lineup on the carpet. It was Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood, E! News, Extra, and us standing next to Extra. And we're like, oh my God, this is so major. So, okay, let's spill the tea about the ladies.
So the first thing I said was, well, I'll interview Eileen because I used to intern on The Young and the Restless. I can ask her about soap stuff, but I wasn't ready. Well, of course, who's coming down the carpet first?
I want to watch you do, Meg. I need, like, a warm-up. He goes, I want to watch you do one. But here comes Eileen,
the gate. I'm like, you know what? So just, like, going, like, you know, I've done this a while here. And I'm like, you know what? Just go in feet first and just go and see how
it goes.
You
guys are great.
You know, so the interviews, you can find them on AfterBuzz TV's YouTube page. And, I chatted with Eileen, and then I chatted with,
Camille.
Yeah, I was gonna save her, but the other one. Who else did
Erica, the new one?
No, Brandy.
Oh yeah. And Brandy, I was like, I just wanted to say, I wanted to know what her role was on the show, but we all know she's like a friend of the Housewives, but I mean, I really didn't really know what too much to ask her. And then, somebody on YouTube commented under our video that she should have been very angry with us because of what we talk about her on the show.
She should be very angry with the whole world because everyone who watches the show would talk about what they
saw. In a terrible way.
So I'm like, okay. So, but that thought didn't cross my mind. But had I thought that she would come over and be like rude, then I probably would have like not wanted to do the interview because like I just don't need it. Because I'd be like, wait, why are you here again? You're not on the show. But I wasn't going to be shady. And that was a good interview, but yes, the highlight, of course, for me was Camille Grammer. Everyone knows after all the seasons of covering this, I do love her. I think she's so classy, and she was very, very polite. She recognized us. She remembered that I reached out to her and come on for AfterBuzz.
I mean, I'm so watching sweet. Grant's like biggest dreams come true. She's like, oh my God, you tweeted me, hugged him, and she's like, thank you for the support. Like, it was the sweetest thing.
She answered my questions too. I wanted to know, is she still speaking with Allison? Bois, the psychic. I was just curious for my own self. I just wanted to know for myself. And then, of course, there's been rumors every season that she's been asked back, and she pretty much confirmed those, and, you know, the timing wasn't right for this.
That's juicy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we talked about different things.
Does it sound like she would come back in the future?
I predict next season she's back.
Next season, she name dropped Andy and the whole thing.
Yep. And she's selling her Malibu home, which was like iconic to that dinner.
Ooh. Yes. She's moving out of Malibu.
Mm-hmm. When you asked Eileen, did you have, you know, trepidation about coming back? I thought she was saying no, but she was really kind of. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She also mentioned another outlet that she's going to be much more involved this season. So she seemed to kind of let her guard down a little bit more, and she's going to play it out a little bit more. So we can expect to see more of Eileen this season. Good. You know, more unfiltered, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that. Who did you get, Miss?
Okay, so my first was Lisa Rinna, right?
Mm-hmm. Lisa Rinna was the
first one up that I did. She actually seemed like a little standoffish a little bit to me because the first thing I asked her out of the gate, I was like, look, we're AfterBuzz. We're a super fan network. We do an after show for The Real Housewives. Would you come in and be on our panel the way that we asked her last year, like through social media everything and like never heard from her? And so I was like, first thing is I have to ask her, like, will she come in and do the show with us? And I said, since you always say you're up for anything. And she was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. And, like, looked back at her publicist, and it was, like, a little shady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I looked at her publicist, and I was like, hello, can she? And the publicist, like, wouldn't look at me and ignored me.
Yeah.
And I asked her a few other questions. And when we started talking about her daughter, she lit up, and she really loved talking about her girls. And then as soon as I tried asking her, like, the last question I had planned to ask, her publicist tapped me on the elbow. Like, your time is up. She needs to move on. Mm. And I was like, okay, sorry. But I asked her about if she would ever come back to Days, and she gave me like a kind of like, I think I'm over it kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But everybody can...
they haven't asked me to be back.
We'll see. Well,
my problem with her is she just takes herself too seriously. I mean, come in and talk about you're on the reality show.
Or just be like, no.
Right.
I know. Just be straight. Be like, you know what? Nah.
And then next up for me was Kyle, right? Kyle. Yes. Which was shocked was an awesome, open,
she was great,
relaxed person. Uh-huh. It was the most chill, awesome interview I had all night. She was like, love your dress. You should come on the show. Gave me a hug. It was crazy. She was so, like, not who the Kyle I see on the reality show.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's the hardest part about doing this or hardest part of the show this season or whatever? She's like, oh, family stuff. She's like, it's so hard to share all the family stuff. Lisa Vanderpump interrupted. Oh no, I did do Lisa Vanderpump before that. So Lisa Vanderpump had been down the whole line, did the print press, came back around and interrupted Kyle and I's interview and's like, I'm gonna interview you. So I was like, okay, I handed her the mic. And she starts saying silly stuff to Kyle, and it was just like a super fun, cute, genuine moment with them, like goofing around. And Lisa's like, oh, I'm going inside, I'll be at the bar. Like, hilarious.
That's gold, you guys.
It's all on camera, too,
but
everything.
It was an awesome interview. Yeah. And then, yeah, Grant did great with the camera. He had to pick up the tripod. He's like, oh, like, it was great.
The whole thing, yeah.
But Lisa Vanderpump one-on-one with me, I was nervous. She definitely has that intimidating in-person factor. You can't tell on camera, but she just stood very close and looked down, like, eyes cast down, and it was very intimidating. And
yeah, she's a tough interview.
She definitely talks around the questions. Like, I said, you know, Twitter lit up with Ken's comments about Yolanda's appearance, and she turned it back on, trying to say that Ken had said she looked great or something.
Yeah. She did, yes.
And then I got to talking about her Vanderpump Rules show with her, and I asked a question about Sheena and Shay, who are going through, like, a very serious matter on that show, and she turned it around and started talking about Yolanda and Yolanda's divorce, and it was like, what? It was weird. Yeah. I was like, why wouldn't you want to talk about... I guess she only wanted to talk about Housewives.
She, like, definitely has her own agenda, right?
Right.
Yeah, it seemed like it to me.
Grant and I, coming from AfterBuzz, we're not there to, like, break news. Like, who are you dating? Tell me now. So we didn't want to ask anyone about Yolanda's divorce. Yeah. I mean, obviously, that's all anyone's going to ask about, and we're not there for that. We're there to be the voice of the fans.
Exactly.
And the fact that she brought it up, I think, twice. Because I said, have you talked to Yolanda since? Meaning, like, have you guys talked at all? And due to the comment about her appearance, kind of a thing, with the makeup and whatever. And she turned it on, like, Yolanda. She goes, no, I think way too many people are contacting her to see how she is right now. It was just awkward.
I see.
It's almost like you expect that from her.
And then who else
did I interview? So I interviewed the two new ladies. Yes.
Did you get them?
Yes.
Oh, my God. This one, she asked Catherine. She said, tell me about yourself. Because I looked online. I just don't see anything about you.
I was like, look, honey. I did research on you, and there's nothing online about you except that you're married. So go ahead. What is up with you?
I love
it.
Yes.
It was so funny. But she was so kind and so nice. Like, these two ladies are still very genuine, like, not used to all this hoopla circus. So they were just totally themselves and so nice. Cool. But Catherine and Erica.
I like this Erica.
And they both have these same blue eyes. It's insane. They're like these super light shade of blue-green eyes. Both of them have. It was the craziest thing. Like, one after another, I interviewed them, and I was like, you have beautiful eyes. And then it was like a broken record. I was like, you have beautiful eyes. So
that Erica has a real presence about her on that carpet. I will say, like, she just kind of gives off, like, little starlet.
She stands up straight. Her shoulders are up nice and broad. Like, she is ready for her moment.
She's ready. That's true. She is ready
but
for
she
her
was
moment.
Very, she's, like, very tall, yes, right? And, like,
but she was very genuine, too. Yes. She wasn't, like, all rehearsed and fakey and...
They both seemed very genuine.
Yeah,
the other ones
they were.
Sweet. Yeah,
it was a great night, and they all really did give us the time, except for Yolanda. But
So Yolanda was the only person we didn't get. She was kind of thrust onto the carpet, or else showed up late out of her turn, or something, to where she was kind of having to wait in line to talk to outlets, or she just skipped. She did just a couple, and then skipped everybody else.
Yeah, she walked behind the others while it was their turn. Yeah.
So she skipped us.
She did any.
I wouldn't even have known what to ask her because it's like, do I ask you about your terrible health or do I ask you about your divorce? Like, I didn't know what to say. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But thank you for all the editing you did on those clips.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, so they're all on AfterBuzz's YouTube channel. And the playlist to see them all together is called The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Season 6 Premiere.
Yes, definitely check it out, because we didn't discuss everything here, so you still have an opportunity to check out some cool moments, for sure. So they're all up there. Yeah, check it out.
Racking up the views.
Really? I looked at them when they first, when you, like, texted me, like, late, like, on a Friday or whatever, but I haven't checked them out since, so I'll have to see where the views are.
You know what's crazy?
I love the Camille one. That's like, I said that to everyone back home. Yeah.
Well, your interview with Eileen was the first thing I posted. Like, I posted them all in order of how we interviewed them, and yours got, like, 400 views or 100 views, like, right out the gate. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, this was exciting.
Yeah. Will you follow me, please? Yeah. That was good. It was good time.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was fun.
That was a fun night. And then we had an after party at Chick-fil-A, so.
Oh, yeah, we went to the drive.
I loved your picture on Instagram with your Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah, with my Chick-fil-A.
All right, well, that'll do it for us, ladies. Where can we find you?
Well, that was really fun to hear about you guys. Yes. Thank you for sharing. If you want to check out some of my reality TV-related interviews, you can check out my YouTube channel at Christy Reports. And please also check out ChristyReports.com. Lots of juicy Vanderpump Rules things.
And this is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y.
And you guys can find me, Megan Stecker, across all platforms, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, all at Megan Stecker. It's M-E-G-A-N-S-T-E-C-H-E-R.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. This will be the last time I'll be in the flesh here until the new year.
Oh.
But I will be back for more. Maybe I'll call in. Who knows? But,
maybe he's Santa.
There's a lot of stuff.
It's all making sense.
I got a lot of jobs these days, kids. I don't know. But also check me out on my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk, on iTunes. That'll do it for us for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Good night.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.